USDA has posted the requirements for exporting U.S. beef to China, some of which are rather stringent in terms of production. Thad Lively, U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior Vice President for Trade Access, has more details in this USMEF report.
This is a day we've waited for a long time. Today, USDA announced the requirements for exporting beef to China, so it is now clearer exactly what we're going to have to do to export to this market. In some respects, the requirements go beyond what we must do to have access to a lot of markets around the world. And as a consequence, I think it's probably realistic to think that in the beginning, anyway, our exports are going to start out pretty slow. We expect that business and that volume to build up over time.
Despite these limiting factors, Lively says there's a lot to like in the agreement, including eligibility for chilled beef.
A number of areas of the agreement, frankly, turned out a lot better than many of us thought they would, even just several months ago. And that's something that we all owe the folks at USDA and the U.S. government more broadly a big thank you for. We have access to the Chinese market under better terms than any other beef exporting country. We're going to have access for far more of the carcass than any of our competitors. That's a big win for all of us. And we will have access for chilled beef. And this is going to be critically important because the customers we're looking at, especially early on, are going to be high-end food service and retail customers in China, and they're going to be looking for chilled beef. And, of course, U.S. beef is going to be positioned in that market at the very top of the market, highest quality product available. And to the extent that we are able to ship chilled, that always helps in terms of establishing our reputation for quality and for having the freshest imported beef in the market.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.